After weeks drifting at sea, the first full day on dry land. 185 Rohingya refugees came ashore in Indonesia's Aceh province on Monday evening, weak, hungry, and many severely dehydrated.
We left the refugee camp in Bangladesh. 7 days into the journey, the boat engine broke. About 10 days into the journey, our food was finished. I had to drink seawater. After more than a month, we arrived here. Many died on the sea.
This was the scene just hours earlier as the survivors finally reached land. These people are two-time refugees, fleeing first from persecution in Myanmar, for which its military government is facing charges of genocide at the International Court of Justice, and then from harsh conditions in refugee camps in Bangladesh.
In Bangladesh, our children didn't get educated. We couldn't leave the camp. We didn't have food. We didn't have anything.
In late November, aid agencies say 4 boats left Bangladesh. On December the 8th, an Indonesian oil tanker picked up a boat carrying about 150 people off the Myanmar coast and towed it to shore. 10 days later, the Sri Lankan Navy rescued 104 people off Sri Lanka's north coast. The captain said he'd received an SOS message from a third boat, which he feared was about to sink. On Sunday, a group of 58 Rohingya came ashore in Ladong village in Indonesia's western Aceh province. And on Monday evening, the boat carrying 185 landed further up the coast. It's not yet clear whether this is the boat feared lost a week earlier.
We need to do further communication and intensive investigation with different parties within Indonesia or outside of Indonesia to clarify if this is the case. At the moment, I cannot confirm the information.
For now, Indonesians are doing what they can to give these refugees some sense of normality and dignity after their ordeal. But their future remains unclear. Aid agencies say the number of Rohingya fleeing by boat from refugee camps in Bangladesh has risen fivefold this year to nearly 2,500. The fear is that many more will be subject to these sorts of dangers in the months to come. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera.